The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries. In the Eastern Cape of South Africa, the poorest province of that nation, you will find a hidden treasure. A group of unknown, yet incredibly determined women who work tirelessly despite incredibly difficult challenges. They are the grandmothers, affectionately called mamas, who believe unwaveringly that they are responsible not only for their own families, but for all the children God brings to their doors. They are God's secret weapons, impacting the world one child at a time.
First, you are the person that we give them love and care all the time, so that children loves us and we love the children. We tell them that God loves you, that you made by God.
There is a big need of preschool. Here you see a young children was raped at the age of 2 years. So I decided to open this preschool so that I can keep the children here.
I've got love for the children. That's what I've got in my heart. My vision is that I hope these children have a nice foundation of education.
The small children were roaming the streets with no one to take care of them. And preschool was the best way to give the children everything they need. Safety, food, and love.
So we are currently in the Eastern Cape of South Africa, and it's extremely rural. It's also our poorest province in the country, so there's a massive issue with unemployment. And when parents are traveling to other towns, other cities to try and find work and employment, these kids are left exposed. No child at the age of 4 or 5 years old should be left to fend for themselves during the day. So we've seen children and heard of stories of children that have been sexually abused and physically abused. We've had children that have been trafficked. It's a terrible thing to see.
So putting a community around these children, protecting them, is vital.
It's absolutely. But we don't just do that, we bring them in, and while we've got them, doing the education, doing the spiritual development, having laughter and play and fun and good nutrition and love and care. And there's so much that goes on in these centers.
So how did you find the different particular places where we're feeding children?
Through a relationship with a local church. They helped us get referred onto a few of these kindergartens or preschools to give them food assistance. And from that, we noticed that the classroom conditions were quite inadequate for a lot of these schools.
Now, when you say the classrooms were inadequate, I mean, we're talking unsafe, unprotected from the elements.
Yeah, absolutely true. One of the first schools that we're visiting this morning actually started out in mud huts. And the last one that they were in had cracks in the walls, and a storm came through and blew the structure down. It collapsed entirely. So when we connected with this center, they felt hopeless that they were never going to be able to get a quality structure.
So the question became not if we should help, but how. How could we possibly support these wonderful people by providing safe and effective classrooms? How to overcome obstacles like remote locations, construction logistics, and cost? One beautiful solution became the answer to so many prayers for being affordable, durable, and portable. We discovered that with minimal modifications, we could repurpose steel shipping containers into sturdy, appealing, and safe classroom structures.
We wanted to produce something beautiful for the schools. So we invested in really good quality insulation, also for the classrooms, really nice floors, great windows and doors, and some bright colors on the outside. They continue to stand in the communities as a real beacon.
The people are looking. What is this? Where you get these? I told them that from God, it's only from God. Even the community, they are so happy about the Classroom of Hope.
I would like to thanks to Joya's ministry by all what they done. But God answer our prayers by having those Classrooms of Hope.
And now these classrooms are giving our children a comfortable place to learn. Even the porridge that Joyce Meyer Ministries provides is making a big difference in their health. Joyce Meyer Ministries has showed us that everything's possible with God.
I mean, a lot of the schools that we've come to be involved in here have had a calling from the Lord decades ago to take care of children. Uh-huh. And we have the privilege to come alongside them and serve what God's already doing in their lives, and that gives them a great foot up to actually get out of the cycle of poverty one day.
I mean, and a lot of it is because they are so loved in these schools.
Absolutely.
And they're learning about Christ. And that's really the key for us, isn't it?
Love overcomes so much. And these environments are so beautiful. The love from the teachers, the love from the children, it's really beautiful to walk into.
Look at my beautiful little friend here. This is Memory, and she has some of the most wonderful eyes I have seen anywhere on the planet. She is a sweetheart, but Memory has had a very rough year. This year, her mother became ill and died very suddenly. Her father, who's an alcoholic, has really just disappeared from her life, and so she would have been on her own quite a bit if it weren't for a community who has come around her and provided her with what she needs, making sure that she's not alone. Part of what they're able to do is to have her at the preschool where she's in a safe environment instead of being by herself, potentially being in danger or being abused. She's with friends where she laughs and plays, and she is being taught how to read and write, and most importantly, she is taught about the love of Christ. These teachers love her, and they are letting her know that there is a loving God in heaven who has a great plan for her. When you see these classrooms of hope and you know that you're part of providing them, you're providing hope for children like Memory, and you're letting them know that they are loved and they are never alone. So we just want to thank you, to tell you that what you are doing makes a difference, and to ask you to stand with us. There are a lot more important children out there that we need to reach, that we need to help, just like Memory. So please join us.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to say thank you with the books of Psalms and Proverbs from the new Battlefield of the Mind Study Bible. Contact us right now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
Brad, you really can't overestimate the importance of investing into a child, because you don't know the potential that God has placed in that child. Yeah. And the place that we are right now is a memorial to Nelson Mandela, a man who had a huge impact on South Africa and the world. Mm. And there's a great connection to his life and these children that we are helping. Tell me about that connection.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the memorial that we're close to. We're actually really close to the preschools that we support and the Classrooms of Hope project and the children that we're reaching in the Eastern Cape of South Africa. In fact, the same rolling hills that we have behind us here where Nelson Mandela was playing as a child, the same hills and areas where the children that we're looking after every day are playing in and growing up in. I mean, Nelson Mandela, he's such a well-known name around the world, a figure of peace and of justice and forgiveness and reconciliation. But what a lot of people don't know is he came from incredibly humble beginnings. He was a child at the age of 9. His father passed away, and he was left quite vulnerable with his mother. And through an individual in the community who essentially adopted his family, his life was put on a slightly different track. He was brought into a small missionary school, and that really set him on the path to becoming the hero that we do know now as Nelson Mandela. And it really was because somebody in the community saw a child, a vulnerable child,
right. And
said, I'm going to do what I can to help them. And they did. And it may have seemed small, just getting that child into a good school, but that school was a turning point for his life.
Yeah.
And that's why, as you say, we can never underestimate the impact that making a difference in one life can have on a nation and on a world.
And what that must mean to these children, to say, you know, who knows what I can become?
Yeah.
And so many of these children feel like, I have no hope, I have no future. We need to be there to tell them differently.
Exactly. There's a lot of difficulty for some of the children to really dream bigger for their lives. And there's often, there's not a lot of role models for them to look up to. But if you give a child hope and you inspire that child, it's amazing what God can do through that.
For one precious grandmother, hope has been made alive, knowing the opportunity to go to school will give her granddaughters a chance at a better life. And with good reason. Education, especially for girls, can break cycles of poverty in just one generation.
I sell apples on the street to support my entire family. There was so much pressure being the breadwinner. That is why I want my granddaughters to be successful in school so that they can get a good job. I know that school is the way to my granddaughter's future happiness, something I didn't have a chance to do when I was a girl.
Do you like to go to the school? Yeah. What do you like to do there?
Stand with
me. I like to read.
You like to read. That's very good. What would you like to be when you get older?
Doctors. They would like to be doctors.
You would like to be doctors?
Huh? Police.
Oh, you want to be police. You want to be police and you want to be a doctor. Very good. That will be wonderful. What is a song? Can you sing me a song? Sing me a song.
The Abanele preschool kids. The Abanele preschool kids. We give them to our teacher. We give them.
You know, one day we will have preachers coming out of these kids. One day we'll have presidents coming out of organizations and big corporate companies coming out of these kids. Because you and I cannot see what God has deposited in each one of them. The best we can do is to create an opportunity and an environment like we're doing here to nurture that, give them a dream. But more than that, introducing them to the love of God at this age, that to me is paramount.
It's important to tell children about God, the source of love. What is love about and where does love actually come from? Many parents now are commenting, you know, saying, wow, I didn't know you talk about God in school, because when my child is at home, you know, he's telling me about Jesus. That in itself, you know, is a form of revival, no matter how small. So we're very confident that, you know, the seed is actually being planted there.
What about the classrooms?
It's so amazing. The impact has been monumental. And when we actually brought them, you know, many of the community was there to celebrate with us. And it has indeed shifted my perspective I don't see this now as a preschool. I see it as a community, because now it has definitely become an entry point to share the light of God's word even with the communities.
So they really are classrooms of hope.
They definitely are. They definitely are.
Wherever you drive, wherever you go, throughout the countryside, the moment you see that classroom, some of them will be in the midst of squalor, and they just stand out as a beacon of hope.
Every day, you know, when I drive off from a village after a day's work, you know, my heart is just filled with gratitude. There's still a whole lot more preschools that are under our program that don't have classrooms, that we're looking to give classrooms on the next phase. So it's going to be an exciting journey for us.
Some of these places that you're going to are very remote. Why is it important that we are going to those places that no one else goes?
Because at the end of the day, if we don't go, who must go? So that is why we have to keep reaching the remote people with the word of hope, to tell them that your life can actually change. You can actually be better. You know, the hope actually means something. You know, you can actually turn it into something tangible.
It never escapes me every day to ask myself this question: what moves somebody from another world to have a heart to say, let me just do something that will benefit somebody else who I don't even have connections with? It's only the grace of God. And our prayer goes out every day that God will bless you people, the supporters of the Joyce Myers Ministry, those that are actually working like yourselves to make this a reality. May God richly bless you.
You know, everywhere we go, all over the world, we can't help but just fall in love with the children, like four-year-old Imanati here. But here in the Eastern Cape of South Africa, my heart has also been really pulled toward the mothers and the grandmothers who work so hard and whose hearts break for the needs of their children and their families. So it's inspiring and wonderful to know that we are not only helping the children, but we're helping those mothers and grandmothers too. So these classrooms of hope that we provide are helping the entire family. It gives four-year-olds like this a place of safety, a place where they can learn, a place where they find out about the love of Jesus. It's really a place for dreams to begin, and we can't do it without you. So know that your special gift today will make a huge difference, not only here in South Africa, as well as other areas, and in other ways, like medical care, feeding. Any door that God will open, we're going to be there to walk through. But we need you to help us. Your special gift right now will make a difference. Pick up the phone, go to the website, joycemyer.org, and let us know that you're standing with us.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to say thank you with the books of Psalms and Proverbs from the new Battlefield of the Mind Study Bible. Contact us right now. 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemyer.org.
I just think it's fantastic that we're able to deliver a classroom. I mean, we're able to find a need, assess the need, make a commitment, make plans remotely, and then deliver a classroom to a school. And the moment it's placed up, it's ready to go. There's no setup time, there's no long construction period. It's literally click, on its way, and it gets delivered. That's just an incredible, incredible concept, I feel.
Greg, these projects have to take a lot of engineering and thought. Where's the right place to put these? Is this the right way to do a classroom? And it seems like it's working just beautifully.
No, they're working great, and it does. You have to really put some thought into where you can place them. Because when we bring the containers in, they come in on a large truck, and then you gotta have a crane lift them off. They're very heavy structures.
Yeah.
So you gotta make sure that you're able to get the truck in, you're able to get the placed in the right spot. Plus, you want to make sure the ground's not too unlevel and the ground's right where you can actually set the container on as well.
Well, show us this container. Let's take a look.
The shipping container is made out of solid steel. So these things are constructed in a sense where they're going to be there.
You don't have to worry about anything raining in. You're completely protected from the elements, and it's going to last
exactly,
a long time.
Exactly. On the inside, we've done some extra work here. Very thick doors, very well constructed. And the material we've got on here, it looks nice, the white material.
Uh-huh.
But this was actually an insulation board. And we went with a higher quality insulation board to when the days are very cool, it keeps it warmer. When the days are hot, it'll
Good,
keep it cooler.
Yeah.
We've got those on the walls and on the ceilings. That'll keep the container at a level where the children can actually learn.
And they're so bright and cheery.
Yes.
They can use the walls to put
right,
the different educational
right.
things
And they're easy
up.
To clean.
Yeah.
Even the flooring here, we've gone with a very high quality laminate flooring. So as you've got kids playing and stuff, they're not going to be torn up very easily.
Yeah.
It's going to stay looking nice as you clean them.
How do you feel when you see them in action? You see the children learning. You feel good about being part of this?
Oh, yeah. It brings a joy. You know, when I first came and I saw the buildings that the children were in and what they were learning in, and some of them just out of scrap metal or mud and the rain and wind coming through. I've got three small boys myself. I couldn't imagine my boys having to learn in that. And now being able to see these children in a safe place, a warm place, a dry place, and being able to learn properly, that brings an excitement and a joy to my heart.
And you can tell that the children love these.
They do.
They're so happy, they just love it.
When we deliver them, it's one of my favorite things about delivering them, is the children are all out singing and cheering and chanting while they're doing it. It almost gets to the point where you can't concentrate on getting them down because they're having so much fun just trying to be happy because they're getting a place to learn it.
Ah, wonderful look in there waiting. Praise the Lord.
We had been trying for a long time to have these things. But God today, he had seen us. He never forget us. At the time we were still in this shack, we thought God forgot us. But I can see today, he never forget us. Thank you very much. We thank you, God. We thank you. Because he came to you just to come to us. God is great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You make me cry now. I'm crying now.
Go on.
I'm so happy.
Thank you.
I can't even express to you how wonderful our time here in the Eastern Cape of South Africa has been. Yeah, this is a beautiful place, but it's also a place that has a lot of challenges. And that's why it's so exciting for us to be able to be here to help. There's a lot of poverty here. There's a lot of drug abuse, alcoholism, child abuse. And the children in particular are the ones that are suffering. And being a mom, having children of my own, my heart always goes out to the children. But here it also really goes out to the mothers and the grandmothers who are working so hard to take care of their children. There's just a great feeling here that every child is my child. So it gives me the opportunity to think about, is every child my child? What can I do to help? What can you do to help? So here we've been seeing our classrooms of hope. So wonderful to see the way that God is opening doors for us to provide these beautiful classrooms for children to come in, to learn, to read, to write, to hear Bible stories, and the very most important thing, to learn about the love of Christ, because that is what will make a permanent change in their lives. And we thank you so much for all that you are doing in the children's lives here in South Africa and around the world through Joyce Meyer Ministries' Hand of Hope. Give that special gift today. Use the phone number you see right there on the screen and stand with us. We simply couldn't do it without you.
Well, isn't it wonderful to know that together we can make a difference for children living in extreme poverty? And as you just saw, our classrooms of hope and our feeding programs in South Africa are helping thousands of children as well as impacting their families and villages. In fact, the success of the classrooms of hope is so impressive, we want to continue installing more classrooms. This kind of investment in a child's life is not only crucial to their well-being, it gives us the opportunity to let them know how much God loves them and He has planted great potential in each of their lives. Now, we're going to ask you today to sow a very special financial gift into our missions outreaches. And I just want to make a suggestion to you. You know, perhaps you have a child or a grandchild that is in trouble and you've been praying something special over their lives. Well, you know what? There's nothing better when you have a need than sowing into somebody else's life. So, for example, we're asking you today to sow into the lives of other children. And it might be tempting to think, well, you know, I have kids of my own that are in trouble, or my kids need better schooling, or... But let me tell you, it's powerful when you are in a place of need yourself, and yet you sow into somebody else's life to make happen for them what you actually want to happen for you. You know, the Bible says that we reap what we sow. So this is a sowing time in our lives. Give the best gift you can today to our missions to help children like these all around the world. God bless you, and I know you're going to do your best.
For your donation today of any amount, we'd like to say thank you with the books of Psalms and Proverbs from the new Battlefield of the Mind Study Bible. Contact us right now, 1-800-727-9673, or go to joycemeyer.org.
They look sad and get downhearted, and then they look at you, make eye contact, and you smile, and they read that smile, and then they start smiling. And then the kids all run to you and they smile. When you really experience that, you're hooked.
You mean more to us at Joyce Meyer Ministries than you may ever know. We appreciate you and we thank our friends and partners for making this worldwide ministry possible. Together, we're feeding the hungry, clothing the poor, and presenting the gospel to the nations. Please contact us or visit joycemeyer.org today to share your prayer requests, find out more about our resources, see Joyce's conference schedule, and to join us in partnership as we share the love of Christ around the globe.
The proceeding was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.